Well, you'd never know it by looking at the thermometer. Or then again, maybe you would. As of today, there's activity in the winter home of the Detroit Tigers down in Lakeland, Florida. And yesterday, Current State's Peter Wharf checked in with WKAR Current sports host Al Martin for some Tiger talk and about the team's hopes for 2016.
Well, February, Al, is a month of many important holidays. We have President's Day. We have Super Bowl, which is another holiday of sorts. And then a holiday associated with three little words. And I don't mean I love you. I mean pitchers and catchers. It starts tomorrow. Let's talk about the Tigers' fortunes for 2016. Thanks for talking to us today about spring training,
Detroit
Tiger style.
You know, Peter, I really can't believe that this moment is already here.
I know.
Pitchers and catchers already reporting. How cool is that? But yeah, I mean, for this Detroit Tigers team, I guess we can kind of start with the key additions and subtractions for this squad. There's a lot of buzz surrounded around the Tigers right now because of some big names that will be donning the new, for them, it'll be a new experience for them, donning the old English D, if you will. First, Jordan Zimmermann, of course, starting pitcher. You have outfielder Justin Upton. That's the move that really got the most buzz, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You have relief pitcher Francisco Rodriguez, outfielder Cameron Maben, one of my faves, and, of course, Mike Pelfrey, who looks to join the lineup for the starting pitching as well. Key subtractions to look for this upcoming season that won't be a part of this squad, Alex Avila, Rajai Davis, and Joaquin Soria. Those are the Tigers that are no longer Tigers, if you will. So, when looking at what the Tigers did in the offseason, though, Peter, I think it kind of reiterated that the Tigers still have a win-now mentality. It's about winning the World Series. And it's something that was a bit unfortunate last year. Certainly a depleted fan base from a morale standpoint, because this was a squad, and it has been a squad for the past 5 years, that's expected to compete for a World Series. They got close, of course, in 2012, lost to the Yankees. Right. But with the talent that's on this squad, they should have at least one ring, in my opinion, right now, Peter.
I agree. Let's talk with something that's often a sore spot with the Tigers. I'm talking about relief pitching.
Definitely. Well, the bullpen has been one of the problems why the Tigers do not have a ring in recent years as of right now. Now, get this, Peter. Last year, the Tigers finished 27th in the MLB with an ERA of 4.38 when it comes to their bullpen. Mm. That was actually last in the AL Central and second worst in the American League. Only the Oakland A's were worse, Peter. Now, you have a few returners that seem to be hitting their stride. They look good, in my opinion. I love Alex Wilson. Appeared in 51 games last year, starting one, had an ERA of 2.19. Blaine Hardy, another name you can bring up as well, appeared in 70 games, had an ERA of 3.08. They are adding a name that I just mentioned in the key additions. Adding Francisco Rodriguez, I think, strengthens this bullpen. He could be that guy to really bridge from the starting pitchers to the guys who close it out in the ninth inning. I think he could be that middle guy that they are certainly looking for.
Starting pitching really didn't even pan out last year either. What are we looking at now?
Well, Justin Verlander.
Right.
Had a solid year last year.
When you really look at his,
he did, didn't he? You know, he had some solid years. A solid year last year, I should say. Now, he led the rotation with an ERA of 3.38. Anibal Sanchez, he was the guy that if there's anyone you want to point to say, okay, he can certainly play better, mm-hmm. it's certainly Anibal Sanchez. He struggled with an ERA of 4.99, almost 5.
Right.
Worst of his career. But now you're bringing a name like Zimmermann. Jordan Zimmermann is going to come in. That's a great 1-2 punch. Justin Verlander, Jordan Zimmermann, Mike Pelfrey will possibly be slated as of right now on the depth chart in that fourth spot. He's a guy who last year at Minnesota, he made 30 starts in 2015, went 6-11 for a 4.26 ERA. So you know at the top of that lineup right now, the starting rotation, Justin Verlander and Jordan Zimmermann are going to bring it. I just have a few question marks as that lineup goes on.
Let's look real quick at our offense. Can Miggy reload?
Yeah, well, he has to stay healthy. Yeah. That's the big thing about the Tigers. They have to stay healthy, and that's been a bugaboo for this squad now for the past 2 years, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
If they stay healthy, we all know the Tigers have one of the best lineups in baseball.
Always.
Defensively, though, in the outfield, watch out for Justin Upton, of course, who, and I got the chance to actually chat with a few of the Tigers during the winter caravan when they made their way to Lansing for the AP sports meeting, which I attended, and everyone's going nuts about having a Justin Upton. So Watch out for Justin Upton. He'll be playing left field, looks like. Cameron Maben in center field, and JD Martinez playing right field. The outfield will be one of the best offensive threats in the American League, I think, Peter.
Well, we touched mostly on pitching, but that's where it's at, right?
That's where it's at.
Always is.
You have to have good pitching in order to win games, and you got to have good pitchers to come out that bullpen to close out things if you want to win games. The offense will be there.
Looking forward to Tiger spring training, which starts tomorrow in Lakeland, Florida. Al Martin is host of Current Sports on AM 870. Thanks, Al.
Hey, anytime, Peter. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.